we've certainly seen a lot of rainfall over the weekend. Thankfully, the Upper Hunter is doing much better than certainly some other parts of the state, but it has been very busy around the Lower Hunter area and in Singleton as well. To give us a bit of an update on what is going on, the Singleton Unit Commander for the SES, Tim Merrick, joins me this morning. Tim, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you, Jess.
Now, what's it looking like at the moment in our region? Not too bad?
In the Singleton area, we're looking fairly fine at the moment. Our river is currently sitting at 6.07 metres at Singleton, which is well below the minor flood level. We're currently monitoring the Goulburn and the Wallumbay, which flows into the Hunter above Singleton. And looking at that, the Wallumbay peaked at 6.97 at Wallumbay at 1 p.m. yesterday. And the Goulburn River has also peaked. So it all depends now on what sort of rainfall they get in those particular catchments to what comes down the Hunter River.
Mm. Do you have any predictions at the moment for what could happen over the next sort of 24 hours?
The Bureau of Meteorology has predicted a minor flood warning for the Lower Hunter, but that's mainly around the Maitland area at the Belmore Bridge. It may impact Singleton, but if it does impact Singleton, it'll only be the low-lying flood farm areas. For low-lying farm areas where farmers need to monitor their machinery and their livestock.
Yeah. Have you had many call-outs over the weekend generally due to the amount of rainfall that we've had?
Most of the Singleton calls have been related to leaking roofs and requests for sandbags.
Yeah.
We've been supported by the RFS, which is fantastic as well, using their pumpers to pump water away from homes at particular times.
Yep.
Singleton SES has also been supporting Maitland and Cessnock with their call-outs. They've had a large volume of calls and we've been sending teams down to those locations to help with storm damage but also to door knock.
Mm.
And we're also sending a team down to Cessnock today.
Yeah. And you're also saying to me that you've been helping out in 6 flood rescues just since Friday. What rescues are we talking? Are we talking people driving through flood water, people getting stuck?
Yeah, we're talking about people driving into floodwater, mostly. One of those flood rescues, though, was 11 horses that were stranded on an island down near Testers Hollow that we had to bring across before the island was fully submerged and the horses drowned.
Oh, wow. That would have been quite a delicate rescue. It's a lot of horses.
It was a different type of rescue.
Yeah.
We had some horse handlers on hand which assisted us. We had to swim those horses approximately 200 metres across a flooded area where they couldn't touch the bottom. The horses had never been in water before,
so it
made it very interesting. And the other interesting part of that was it was carried out late at night. We didn't finish the rescue until 2 a.m. that morning.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. And when it comes to water being across roads, we're seeing in the Singleton area there are a few roads where there's causeways that are closed at the moment around the Singleton military base. We've got roads closed there as well. We always roll out the same rhetoric. If it's flooded, forget it. And we're serious, you know, because not only are you putting yourself at risk, you're putting you at risk, the SES and any other emergency service who is coming out to help you.
That's correct. We started Saturday morning with 3 cars stuck in Moody's Creek. Luckily, the occupants were able to extricate themselves from the vehicle themselves. However, we needed to tag those cars to make sure that members of the community knew that we'd already been there and looked at those.
Yeah. And we want to remind everyone too, you just don't know what is under flood water. I mean, if you're driving through a causeway, you don't know if that causeway, if the road has fallen away, if there's a big pothole that's gotten huge and that's going to cause you to get stuck. You just don't know what's there.
That's correct. And that was clearly shown on NBN News on Friday night, I think it was.
Yeah.
And if you look up the Port Stephens SES website, they've got pictures of where the water's been across the road and where there's no road left underneath.
Mm. Crazy scenes we're seeing across the state. Now, Tim, if you are needing the SES's assistance with something, of course, the number to call
is 132 500 for SES assistance. But if it is your life at risk, please call 000 immediately.
Yeah. Tim, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks very much, Jess.